time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Hello to all of my fellow foodies out there. Grab your stretchy pants, pop an antacid, and enjoy a 27-minute buffet for your ears.
Before we start our show, we have to tell our listeners that in keeping with the CDC guidelines, they have to distance themselves 6 feet from any speaker.
Exactly, because we want them to have safe listening.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen, take the world in a loving place, fire all of the guns and bombs and explode into space. I like smoking lightning.
And this segment is entitled Evil Canancy. And we will explain that. It'll become really clear as time goes on.
Well, it's all because of the shelter in place. That's what did it to me.
Yeah.
That order seems like it has been going on forever, and the dining duo here is getting bored.
And when we get bored, bad things happen.
Exactly.
That's
we want usually one. We want to spend money.
Yep.
A. We do stupid things while standing outside, hoping to see other signs of life. Our friend John goes zooming past on his bike. He stopped to talk, and we told him we would like to ride our bikes, but it was too much work. I said it's too bad that there isn't a bike with a motor on it. And he suggested we look into an e-bike.
Mistake number one.
After much Googling, we jumped into the Minimobile and off we went to Madison, Wisconsin to Crazy Lenny's e-bikes to check out these battery-operated contraptions.
Okay, that should have been some sort of a clue. If the dealer we're going to goes by Crazy Lenny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that...
Well, no.
No?
Well, no. I mean, he's selling e-bikes. We're the crazy ones.
For those of you who aren't familiar with e-bikes, let me explain to you what they are. You can use it in three different ways. First off, you can use it as a normal pedaling bike.
Mm-hmm.
And in our case, ours is like 7-speed.
Okay.
So that's like a normal bike, no problem, right? Okay.
Well,
yeah. The second mode of running is pedal assist, where you pedal it like a normal bike, but the motor helps you pedal.
Mm-hmm.
How nice is that, right? Like if you're going uphill or something, or you just get pooped out. It is just like freewheeling, and the motor just scoots you along.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
it does scoot me along.
The last way, which most people do, is that there's a throttle on there. You push the throttle and
off you go.
Off you go like a like a motorcycle.
Yep.
And these bikes, they can reach top speeds of between 20 and 25 miles an hour. We only got the 20-mile-an-hour version.
Yes,
we
thank
didn't get
God.
The souped-up one.
I didn't want the souped-up one.
But if you've been on a bicycle with a speedometer, 20 miles an hour is really quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jim tested it at the store, but I never tried my bike since I had a hard time getting on it with my new knee that was just replaced in mid-January.
Mistake number three.
It was only like 3.5 months, okay, that my knee was replaced, and this is when we bought it. Okay?
Right. Because we were getting bored and we do stupid things.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I decided to wait until we got home to figure out how to get on the death trap and figure how it works. We purchased two of them and headed home to play with our new toys.
The reason why we went up to Madison, Wisconsin, was because Crazy Lenny just happened to have a huge sale.
Right before Mother's Day.
And it was really worth our while to go up there and get them. And we got the kind that it's not a regular big bike. See, we weren't altogether totally stupid.
No, we weren't totally stupid.
We got for this smaller version.
Right. It's sort of like the little kids used to use the BMX
right.
type.
Yeah.
I said, if I'm going to get a new bike and get rid of these bikes that we have sitting in our garage, mm-hmm. I want something that when I put my feet down, I can touch the ground now.
So this only has like 20-inch wheels on it, and it's pretty small, and it looks like a BMX bike, okay? Mm-hmm. And they fold up, too. So we went out with the Mini-Mobile all the way up to Madison, and we folded them, believe it or not, we folded them up and put them in the back of the Mini.
Yep.
And they fit. And our master plan in our defense was that we would take these things like to forest preserves or anywhere we want to go.
Bike trails.
Sure, we could just put them in there and off we go.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Or if we have problems with our car, if they're in our car, we can go scooch, like if we run out of gas.
Mm-hmm. As long as we're only 30 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
Because then we'd have to pedal.
Ooh.
And I don't want to pedal.
No. We know that. Since you got that bike, you never pedaled once yet.
Nope, I haven't. Nope, I have not. I just get on there, hit the throttle, and off I go. Wild hogs, baby. Well, Nancy watched as I rode up and down the block like a 12-year-old on Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much fun.
You
go zipping along.
You had the wind going through your bald head hair
with that
little bit of hair that's left.
I had the bugs in my teeth. Oh, it was.
Oh, you should have seen your glasses when you got off.
All bugs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. But now it is her turn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
She finally figured out how to mount her steel stallion because that's the first trick. You know, we're old and haven't been on a bike in a while, so. We just had a knee put on, too.
Well, I just had my knee put on 3.5 months ago, so I couldn't flip my leg over like you normally would do on a bike.
Right.
I had to think of a different way to get on.
And
You figured it out for me.
We figured it out, yeah. So.
I just mounted it.
She's on the bike. She puts her foot on the pedal, moves the pedal a little bit, and the motor kicks in.
I wanted it to be a bicycle first, so I can learn how to ride a bike again after 7 years off.
Well, electric motors are either on or off, we found out. So this sucker takes off out of the garage, and she goes shooting. I shouldn't laugh, but I will. She goes shooting out of the garage and down the driveway like Chevy Chase and that little saucer sled. In Christmas Vacation?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't even blink, and I was down for the count. I shot out so fast, I didn't even know what hit me.
Nope.
I was down.
I mean, you held on for dear life, though.
I did. I didn't even know what happened.
I regret. I shouldn't laugh.
No, you shouldn't, man.
But at the time, I didn't too much. But but now we can laugh about it. And when she fell off, for some reason, the throttle and the wheels kept on going. This stupid thing was going.
I don't know why.
It's like a devil's bike.
Why would it if I didn't have my pedal going?
I don't know.
It doesn't like me. What happened to me, my love?
Well, she did fall off the bike and broke.
No, I was actually on the bike. I didn't fall off of it.
Okay, well,
I fell down with the bike.
You know, like that little guy on Laugh-In. Those of you old people out there, like we are, if they remember Laugh-In, the guy used to fall.
Tricycle. Well, mine isn't a tricycle.
Yeah, and anyway, she crashed, broke her ankle and her big toe.
Yeah, and thank God there was a man driving around mm-hmm. going to see his girlfriend in our neighborhood. And he saw me shooting out of the garage and came to my rescue between you and him. My shoe was half off of my foot. Mm-hmm. I couldn't put any weight on my ankle. I thought I just bruised it. But the next day we had to get into the orthopedic guy because it wasn't a bruise.
And this is the same leg that she had her knee replaced on?
Yeah, I was I was hoping that I didn't do anything to that knee.
There could be a dent in it.
I think I got a little dimple on the side of my knee.
Yeah, but on the plus side, we found out that titanium is pretty strong.
It is.
So that was a good thing.
I know, but I didn't know if I did anything or not for the first day because my knee was swollen when I came in. Yeah. So I had ice on my ankle, ice on my knee. I had to take those darn lima bean bags out again out of the freezer and start plopping them on my boo-boos again.
So anyway, the e-bike is now in the garage.
I only have not even a mile? Well, now you're starting to ride it for me because I want to make sure that my bike is good.
And you know, we proved that expression once you never forget how to ride a bike. Wrong.
Well, I'm telling you one thing. If I hop on one again, which I will, because I'm going
to. That's the spirit. You fall off a horse, you get right back on.
Mm-hmm. I will make you take that battery off that bike so I know it's just pedals first.
Oh, yeah. Now we figured out how to do that.
I don't care. The battery's off.
By me, I mean me.
Yes.
I figured out how to cut that part
off. Oh, yeah. You couldn't think about it sooner.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't have any instructions.
Crazy Lenny told you how to do it.
I did it the way Crazy Lenny told me.
I know.
Look what happened.
I know. So he should be sitting there suffering like I have for the past 7.5 weeks.
That's why they call him Crazy Lenny.
Well, my chef moron is banned from my kitchen, and I can't stand long on my ankle, and we are now relying on takeout meals once again.
We have to start talking about food at some point.
Oh, yes, we do.
I forgot about that.
Yes.
Okay.
And we try to patronize local restaurants because, honestly, is it that difficult to take out an order and have it right?
Evidently, it is.
I mean, we are trying to be really nice to these restaurants and keep them in business.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to go out once a week to get something. And we'd go to different ones and patronize them so that we keep them, if everybody does it, they should be pretty good. But they have to get the order right or we're not going to go back.
We will explain.
Not pointing fingers.
No, we would never do that.
No, I would, but you won't let me.
Nope. Our legal department frowns on that.
But we have been cheated out of tacos and nachos. We've been cheated out of tzatziki sauce. We've been cheated out of an Italian sausage link in a combo sandwich.
Uh-huh.
And at a local grocery store asking for 8 potato wedges in their deli and only getting 7. And this was an older woman, so she should know how to count.
I mean, I don't know. It's not that difficult.
I know. Seriously, it isn't that difficult. I mean, we added 4 potato wedges each with our dinner, and there it went. I had to have 3, and I gave you 4.
And I think they know that you're not going to come back. You know, if their order's wrong, not going to return it.
You come in the house. How could you? I can't point fingers,
no,
so I can't say it. We just don't want to travel all over the place to go back again.
The rest of the
stuff's going to get cold, and we're hungry.
These are all local places that we went to. But, you get it home, and you're looking, oh, man, I forgot a taco, or,
nachos with the taco.
I want a combo sandwich. Hint, combo includes sausage.
Exactly.
I digress.
Could it have something to do with the fact that they know once you leave, in all probability, you will not go back to retrieve the missing items?
Exactly.
And our biggest ripoff,
this is good,
was when we ordered Chinese takeout pan-fried noodles.
Mm-hmm.
We love pan-fried noodles.
This was real thin,
skinny, almost like angel hair. Yeah. Skinnier than angel
hair. Skinnier than angel
hair.
And they fry them up.
Oh.
So good.
We like that better than the rice with our Chinese food.
Exactly.
When ordering this, we were asked what we wanted in it, shrimp, pork, etc., and we replied, just the noodles. I mean, that's all we wanted was the fried noodles. We picked up our order, and it was just that, an order of noodles for the bargain price of $9.
Exactly.
All you hear is that the restaurants are hurting for business, and we patronize them, and they screw up the order or charge an arm and a leg for something that they're making big bucks on that one. It's outrageous.
Yeah, well, what she did, they offer, noodles with pork or shrimp or whatever. so we don't want anything. So she charges just for that. It's crazy.
It's crazy. We get the noodles at different places.
I know. Oh, well, now that Nancy can walk comfortably in her boot, just as Phase 3 is open up restaurants for patio dining, we racked our brains trying to figure out where we could dine without sitting in what previously was an oil-stained parking space.
That's in an asphalt when it's 90 degrees.
Because they're putting, tables and chairs anywhere that they can.
Yeah, and it's hot.
Plus, we were a little bit apprehensive about venturing out for the first time in this post-COVID world.
Yeah, I especially.
Yeah.
Well, you too. You used to have asthma, and you've been cured, but your lungs, it doesn't matter that you smoke cigars and stuff, but that's okay.
I was just going to say that there's nothing to do with it.
With my rheumatoid, I take those injections of Humira. My immune system is compromised, and I'm diabetic. So,
And you smoke cigars too. So,
yeah, but I can't. You know, I don't want to take that chance of sitting there going around anybody close. So, we always dine for our big meals around 1:30. Mm-hmm. So, if we go out for dinner, for our lunch, that's our dinner.
It's our big meal.
We make sure we get to the restaurant around 1:30 because that's when all the people are gone.
Right.
And when there's only a couple of seats that people are sitting in, it's easy to just find a seat far, far away. So we remembered that Boston Fish Market in Des Plaines has a lot of shaded outdoor seating on their patio. So off we went at 1:30 in the afternoon for a late lunch. It felt so good to have some semblance of normalcy and to dine out. It was nice to see a waiter.
It was. It really felt good to get back to normal again.
And have food brought to me.
And they got the order right?
Oh, God, yeah. Well, we know they always do.
Yeah.
And it's all good. And they don't. We're going to be going on and on about another show.
Oh, wait till the next show. Yeah. It gets worse, people.
It's going to, our adventures are.
Oh, yeah.
But these guys didn't eliminate anything that they give you.
Mm-mm.
I mean, they gave us a garlic toast while we were waiting, because they had the bread, So that's all I'm going to say for now. But the food is always good at this restaurant. It's delicious. So if you want, you can always write us for the address, but you can also Google Boston Fish Market in Des Plaines. That's a place, not on a weekend, not at a rush time, because they usually are loaded with people.
They're lined up out the door,
If you go in an off time, you'll have really good service. Mm-hmm. You'll have an empty area on the patio. It'll be fun.
Well, stay tuned for further adventures in this emerging post-COVID world with the Dining Duo.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got some good ones to talk about.
And for those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP. We put you in WHRU. So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
Let me check. We had some technical difficulties here at the Mighty 101, so we had to go back to the old stuff.
The modem.
Modem. Any kids out there, ask your parents what that sound is. Okay, yeah, I think we're good now. Okay, yeah, I didn't get any. Nance got a bunch of letters because she's one of these people who subscribes to every restaurant mailing list in the world because they always give you deals.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got letters all over the place saying who's open, what they got, who's doing what, this, that, blah, 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 blah. And also you can go on the Huntley, Illinois website, and they show you what the status is of all the restaurants, too.
Mm-hmm.
They have a special section there. So, and you will hear much more about this in upcoming shows.
Yes, you will.
Trust me, you will.
You will.
As always, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. Well, walking into our studios as we speak, direct from the ancient land of the pharaohs. I give you the all-knowing, the all-seeing, the all-talking, mystical mistress Nancy. Simsalabim, mystical mistress Nancy.
I knew you were going to say that.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Just one example of her mystical powers.
No, it's right here on our script, you moron.
Shh, come work with me here.
Okay.
Okay, I hold here in my hand a series of sealed envelopes.
Mm-hmm.
They contain food-related questions. These envelopes were hermetically sealed and kept in a pickle jar in the mighty 101 refrigeration.
I bet you it was a croissant pickle jar.
Oh, you've did it again. You've done it again.
Mistress
Nancy.
Mystical Mistress wow. Nancy knows all.
Boy. Well, this pickle jar was under armed guard, like I said, in our refrigerator, and no one has seen these questions. I mean, no one.
Not even me.
And Mistress Nancy, using only the powers of her blonde brain, will attempt to answer these questions.
Yeah, now my hair is really blonde again.
There you go. Then and only then will the contents of these envelopes be revealed. Are you ready, Mystical Mistress Nancy?
Boy, I thought you'd never get to it. You are so wordy today.
Thank you. I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Thank you.
Get those envelopes cracking.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
Hand me one, my love.
Here's the first envelope.
Mac and Sneeze.
Mac and Sneeze.
What did the sick parents make their kids for lunch? Hey.
We don't have much time left, people. Don't worry about it. Okay, here we go, Mystical Mistress Nancy. The next envelope.
Thank you, sir. The Orient Express.
The Orient Express.
What is a drink made with soy sauce and prune juice?
That's the Orient Express. Okay.
You betcha.
Okay. Next one.
Thank you. Gatorade.
Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
Gatorade.
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 Gatorade. What does an alligator get on welfare? Hey, may a bag of pop rocks explode in your shorts.
That can't be good.
Next question, and you do not have to keep repeating me, my love. And I need absolute silence so I can think. Hello?
Oh, hello. What?
Next.
Here's the next envelope.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Kumquat.
Kumquat.
I don't need you to say it.
The answer is kumquat.
What do you say when calling your quat? Kumquat.
Here is the next envelope.
Fondue.
Fondue.
No, you don't have to repeat.
Fondue.
What do you get on your fon if you leave it out all night?
Can't argue with that.
Next envelope, my love.
Okay, here is the next envelope, which has been kept in a pickle jar.
Okay.
Unopened by human hands.
Okay.
Except a couple engineers.
Shut up. I can't think, my love.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mistress Nancy must have complete silence.
I must. It is a must. Sis boom ba.
What?
Sis boom ba.
Sis boom ba.
Describe the sound you hear when a sheep blows up.
Thank you, Mystical Mistress Nancy. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
That was incredible as always.
Thank you, my love.
We got to get some new jokes. Anywho, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aw, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
And whatever comes our way, yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of the guns across the sun, explode into space. I like smoking lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind.